I guess before we go with any questions, I mean, with this being senior night and everything and my last time at Caulfield, I really wanted to say thank you to all of y'all. And just, I mean, coming here, this is my fifth season here. It's been a complete dream come true. And to think that, I mean, as I walked into the facility, whenever I decided to walk on here as a high school senior, I never would have thought I'd be able to sit up here in front of a bunch of y'all and answer questions. You know, honestly, it's been one of the more exciting things of my time here is really getting to experience this side of college football, not just, you know, the X's and O's and being on the practice field and being on the game field. So I just want to say thank you to all of y'all before we get started.
All right, Sam, lead us off.
So you bugged Mazzoni about getting some snaps on Thursday?
You know, he's got plenty on his plate, so, you know, I'll kind of stay in the back and, you know, do my duty.
Right side, Gabe.
Can you just kind of encapsulate what the emotion will be like Thursday night for you?
I mean, I can't even – I've thought about it a little bit, but to be honest, I've tried to stay away from it because I'm honestly not sure what to expect and how I'm going to react. And, you know, I'm usually a pretty emotional guy, so it's going to be interesting to see, you know, running out of the tunnel for the last time and, you know, getting onto the field and sawing them off after the game.
For the back, Daryl.
As the holder on field goals, do you dream about it coming down to maybe something at the end and maybe there being a fake and maybe Connor keeps it and runs in? I mean, what kind of scenarios go through your mind as a senior the way you would like for it to play out?
Let's put it this way. I hope, you know, we hope that it doesn't necessarily come down to those circumstances all the time. But, you know, that is something that I've always thought would be cool, you know, to go out with a game-winning field goal or something like that, to be a part of the last play. But, you know, I mean, when it comes down to it, we just want to make enough plays to win the football game. And whether that is them calling my number or, you know, hopefully a lot of the other guys are making plays. So it doesn't necessarily come down to that.
Right side, Ben.
Just what's it feel like to saw them off, and what do you think is going to be running through your mind if you get that chance to do it on Saturday?
I mean, it's one of my favorite things to do, especially after a win on Kyle Field. It's definitely something that I'll never forget. And, you know, I anticipated my vision being a little bit blurry with some tears coming down after that one. I think it's going to be pretty emotional.
Right up front, Sam.
What kind of growth have you seen in Jake's play over the last few weeks?
I think mainly with Jake, it's just he's always been such a student of the game, and which I've always been so impressed with him about, which you don't necessarily see in a lot of guys, is he prepares the exact same way each and every week, whether it was last year when he was running with the third team sometimes, when he was running with the twos, or whether he's been starting these last couple weeks. And I think the main thing that's increased with him is just his confidence. And that's the thing about the quarterback position, in my opinion, is that whenever you play at your best, whenever you're playing the position very confidently. And I think that's he's shown tremendous growth in that, in his confidence throughout the last couple of weeks.
Anything else for Connor?
About your plans after Thursday night, what's in the future for Connor McQueen?
Well, Friday, I'm looking forward to spending some time with my family and, you know, eating some good food and laying down and watching some football from the couch and not having to stress about Friday and Saturday games. So get to have some fun with that. And, you know, looking forward, I think I'm going to enjoy the break that we'll have. We'll have some time off from practice and get back into the swing of things. And, you know, I'm looking forward to having some free time, but I'm definitely going to miss the game.